Hi, my name is April. And I've heard a lot of good shares, so thanks for sharing. I was thinking about two of them. The first one was live and let live. And then what sort of how I can do that is to let go and let God. And what brought me to Al-Anon was my mom's drinking. And I was in college when I started to be bothered or even notice that she drank. And it's been a long journey. And I still worry, you know, I'm in program a long time and I still worry about her. And, you know, it goes down to my core that I want to take away her pain. And I can't, you know, and my sponsor still reminds me that if I get in the way, you know, of her living, you know, and letting her do whatever she's going to do, I rob her of the chance to maybe hit her bottom. And, you know, things have to get pretty bad, you know, for someone to want to seek sobriety. And I still need that reminder, you know. So if I just live my own life and, you know, turn to God, you know, when I have those moments of fear that something bad is going to happen to her, that I am powerless over, that I can't prevent, then I have a more serene life, you know. And, you know, I still have that old thinking, you know. I need to be in meetings and be around people who understand to not go back to that old thinking, you know? And a lot of times, you know, I'm worrying about things and the alcoholic isn't even worried about them. You know, I do. I take on the guilt, the, you know, the pain, the whatever of the alcoholic, and she's fine, you know? So it's my distorted thinking. So really, you know, those two slogans together, you know, me living my life to the best of my ability, finding joy in program and just on my path, and letting go and letting God take care of the results, then I'm in good shape. So thanks for listening.